Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Justin is engineering the broadcast. Today's special broadcast is the first in a series. It's about the undeclared war. It's a call to action. And we've assembled probably the largest group ever to appear on radio at one time. Here at USAprepares.com. As a matter of fact, what we have done is we have tested the limits of Studio 3 at Genesis Communications Network. All the lines are occupied. We won't be able to take any calls today. And it's a call to action because of what's happening in the United States of America. I'm Vincent Finelli, and I'll be moderating this first in a series. The series will be carried on multiple radio broadcasts. We're starting out at USAprepares.com. It will continue on the Truth Traveler, which is Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, right here on Genesis Communications Network. And it will continue on the Bunker Files. The Bunker Files is a broadcast co-hosted by Aaron Dakins and me on Fridays at 2 to 4 Central Time in the afternoons. The reason we're doing this is because of what has happened all across the country. The protests. The protests that appear to have started with the murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, by a cop. Another murder by another cop in Brooklyn, New York. His name was Eric Garner. He was murdered. And this is a pattern. This is a pattern of murders and beatings and the trampling of our rights and by the guards. I call them the Blue Plague. They're giving everyone in uniform a bad name. We'll start introducing the faculty for this broadcast, this 2 hour special. Alfio Lanuto, he's an attorney in New Jersey. His home was invaded by the police and he was hauled off to jail. Welcome, Alfio Lanuto.
Good morning, Vincent. Pleasure.
And Dr. Richard Allen Miller in Oregon, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He's our physicist. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rich Sheban's with us. He is a former pharmaceutical representative on the East Coast, and he's with us. He's currently an author and offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vince. How are you today?
I'm very well. And Ethan Indigo Smith, author, deep thinker, hails from California. Welcome, Ethan Indigo Smith.
Peace on earth. Thanks for having me, Vincent.
Here. It's my pleasure. And Silent Night, author and member of the Underground Railroad from somewhere around the Midwest. Welcome, Silent Night.
Good day.
And I believe we are connecting with Aaron Dakins. Aaron, are you there?
Good morning. I think.
looks like he just made it. Hey, thanks so much, Aaron, for being with us.
Hey, one of my dogs unplugged the mixer. Isn't that cool?
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we start? What I'll do is I'll moderate this, and we'd like to make sure that everyone gets a chance. And I know that your microphones are all muted and your telephones are muted so that we minimize the background noise because there are so many of us on this particular broadcast. And we want to make sure everyone gets a chance to speak. Alfio Lanuto, this is your brainchild. You are outraged. You're furious about what's happening to we the people. You have experienced it. Why don't we start with you? What are your thoughts about what's going on?
Well, thank you, Vincent. I am certainly very much outraged by what's been going on and have been for quite some time. In fact, my surprise is where's everyone else's outrage been? And now we're finally seeing that people are taking notice. And it's important that we recognize that it's time. It's time for action. We have never, ever, in my opinion, had a more pivotal point in history threatening our freedoms, not only in this country, but in other countries as well, who have followed our lead since World War II. And we are literally the people, not just the American people, but people in other countries as well. It's been well documented to be a very well concerted effort among various states. We, the people, are under siege. We're being attacked. We're being slaughtered in the streets and in our homes. And no one is safe. I have been saying this for several years now at this point. We are being attacked by our own authorities, with police as the foot soldiers in the subjugation of the people. And this cannot be permitted to be continue. We are being told that it's a racial issue. While we cannot, for example, in the Eric Garner matter, most are characterizing that as a racial issue. The authorities certainly are trying to portray it that way. They are portraying it that way and dealing with it that way. And while we cannot discount the whatever racial components there were to that incident, it is not solely a racial issue. In fact, that point was very eloquently made, not by me, by Mr. Garner's, but the late Mr. Garner's daughter. Herself, Erica Garner, was on a live media broadcast, and she was asked, is this a racial issue? And she thought about it, reflected on it, and she said, no, it isn't. It's a matter of, she called it police pride and ego. I would go further and say it's a matter of the state showing us who's boss, the state teaching us a lesson, and the state using, actually, not merely allowing the police to get away with this, but actually encouraging it and training them. We hear a lot of talk about training them not to do this. What I believe has been happening, although I do not have direct evidence of this, only the police would. I believe that there's been the training to do exactly this and teach us a lesson as to who's boss and to keep us in our place. And that is not in a place of freedom. What happened to Mr. Garner and to the young Michael Brown happens every single day of the year. It happens several times a day. But it happens not just to minorities. It happens to all sectors of the community. The problem is that when the incidents occur with the minority as a victim, everyone takes attention because it's characterized as a racial issue. But it happens to all segments of society. My own family is a case in point, living in a suburban community where there's no unrest, no high crime areas, certainly not an area, you know, with the golf course, certainly not an area where you would think that there was anything untoward going on. Yet the police stormed into our house because I challenged abuse of state power, corruption, and abuse of police power. No one is safe, but while they keep telling us, or they try to tell us it's a racial issue, that serves, that's a very calculated and a very very ingenious device, because what it does is it tells people, at least those majority of the people, that it's not your problem, it's a minority problem. And to the extent people are acting out of self-interest, it's trying to lead people to believe that it is a problem that only affects a minority, by definition, of our population, and therefore the majority should stay out of it because it's really not in their best interest, or it's not in their self-interest. I submit the proposition to the listenership that has been made by some others, by many others before me, far more eloquently, that none of us is safe until all of us is safe. And the injustice against any single member from any walk of life in our society is an injustice and an attack against every single member of our society from every other walk of life. And that's an important point, and I think we're finally starting to see that a little bit, in that the people taking notice and people participating in the demonstrations and voicing their opinions over the Eric Garner homicide, over the Michael Brown murder, and others are not just minority groups, but I also believe it's important that it's important to maintain or to direct this into a proper dialectic, that it is not merely a racial issue. It is an abuse of state power across the board that afflicts all members of our society. And it's important for everyone to unite and do something about it, not just in this country, but in other countries as well. I can tell you for a fact this goes on in Western Europe. I've had family members observe it personally in Italy, where my family comes from, people were just peaceably protesting and voicing their opinions. All of a sudden, they were met with riot gear. What happened was, after 9/11, we had something called the Global Patriot Act. It's not written anywhere, but the United States, who for decades has resisted United Nations legitimacy and has questioned it and challenged it and resisted at every single point, the twist and turn, strangely enough, goes to the United Nations and asks all governments from around the world to actually assist in the war. So the war against terror, I don't know how many wars we now have, because every effort that we engage in, we seem to characterize as a war: the war on drugs, the war on poverty, now the war on terror. Of course, that's a problem, but I'm not sure when the war on terror can ever end, unless the factors behind it that give rise to it are somehow changed. But nevertheless, right after 9/11, the
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. This is a roundtable, call to action, the first in a series right here, starting at usaprepares.com, continuing on with the Truth Traveler and the Bunker Files. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class is a serious broadcast. It's the first in a series, a call to action series. And as you look at the protests in over 90 cities, it's not about race, as Alfio Lanuto said. It's about abuse of power. It's about the selling out of the United States of America by politicians. And this may be the shot heard around the world. Aaron Dakins, you're up next. What are your thoughts?
Wow, I didn't know I was going so soon. Okay, I was writing an email. That's bad. I'm angry, too. I'm angry at the militarized police that we find ourselves in. But one thing that's hard for me to swallow is that, you know what, we've allowed this to happen over the years. It just didn't happen overnight. It just didn't happen last week. It just didn't happen last month. We have gradually allowed this to happen. So you call this a call to action. I'm not really sure what we can do at this point, but we've got to work through it. And one thing we've got to do is we've got to realize that there are organizations that are working against us. And oddly enough, when I was getting ready for the show this morning, there was a word that popped into my head, and I'm going to go through that in a minute with everybody, but sometimes it's hard to understand what's going on, and it's hard to realize that we have this huge convoluted corporate government that runs not only America but the planet. And when you realize that, you're like, I don't understand how all this happens. Well, there are corporations or philanthropic endeavors that have been set up in order to facilitate such things as we've seen in Ferguson with the protests and the riots. And I've got some of those that people can look at, that I've received the information on this. And we'll put that out there, and people can look up some of these organizations themselves. So if people want to get a pen and a piece of paper ready, I'll send some of this out to you. But there was a word that popped into my head as I was sitting down at the desk this morning. And this word is the word pogrom. and I don't know why it popped into my head, but I think it has some bearing on this. And let me just give you, I hate Wikipedia, but let me give you a definition from Wikipedia. A pogrom is a violent riot aimed at a massacre or a persecution of an ethnic group or religious group. And it used to be particularly aimed at the Jews. But however, we're going to reverse those roles for what's going on in America right now. So I want people to think about that, because that is where we are under attack. And we're under attack from every different corner right now, because it is a corporate government run by the banks and the corporations. So this isn't about man and woman out there. It's about having you and teaching and training you to be considered an animal. And that's what they're doing. The police officers work for the corporations, and they consider you nothing more than cattle. And that's kind of the message that they're ramming home to everybody. Obey, submit, we control you, we can get by with everything. But people got to realize this just didn't pop into being. It wasn't like all of a sudden they can do this. It wasn't like Langley called up a bunch of people and said, hey, let's go protest. It's not that simple. It's much more convoluted. And I want people to look at some of these different groups that I'm going to give out. Righteouspersons.org, Natan.org, Natan.org, AmplifierGiving.org, CulturalLeadership.org, YouthAdventure.org, CulturalEngagement.org. Many of those, if you read those and understand what you're reading, you're going to have to read between the lines a little bit, but you're going to see where some of this money is funneled through to kind of get these riots and protests off the ground, because this is an agenda, and it's an agenda to divide, to conquer. And I think that's where we are in this country, and it's come to a point now where you are going to have to decide, you the listener and us the people on this panel, have got to decide which side of the fence we're on. Are we going to actually understand and realize that this is a war that we are in right now? We didn't start it. We're just stuck in the middle of it. And when you look at that, you kind of look at life a little bit differently when it's a war footing. We've never been, in America, we've never not been on a war footing. So everything that they do, every executive order that's passed, there is no Constitution. If the Constitution isn't in play, and it's not, they can write as many executive orders, and they can do whatever they want because they're a corporation. That's just what I want people to think about. But I want people to go through those organizations and realize the philanthropic organizations, they get a lot of money. I'm talking millions of dollars, listeners. It's not 10,000. It's millions. And what do you think they're doing with it? ADL, SPLC, you know the groups.
How's Aaron Dakins? Broadcaster right here on GCN. 10 to midnight, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back. This is the Roundtable. Call to action. I'm Vin Finelli.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class is the roundtable, and we're talking about the abuse of power. It's not a race issue. The protests throughout over 90 cities in the United States of America, this could be the shot heard around the world. Let me just mention, USAPrepares.com instructor Steve Angle. Cops showed up at his house 12:30 on a Friday night. They rang his doorbell, okay, just after midnight. They said, hey, we're here because we received a 9/11 call. I said, no, nope, didn't happen, didn't happen. They demanded to come into his house. Well, when he entered the door, he had his 1911. He saw it was a cop, so he grabbed the 1911 by the muzzle. He held it with his left hand, pointed up. They put a gun, the police put a gun in Steve Angle's face, told him to drop the gun. He felt if he moved, he would be shot. They had a gun in his face at his home. He did not call the cops. They threw him down, beat him up. He ended up in the emergency room for hours and spent the next couple of days in jail. That's Steve Angle, USAPrepares.com, instructor of Hayes, Kansas. Okay? You've seen him at the meetups. You've seen him at the expo. Jeffrey Deskovic, USAPrepares.com, instructor, spent 15 years in maximum security prison for murder and rape that he didn't do. DNA evidence proved he didn't do it. He just won a $41.6 million award, the largest in U.S. history for wrongful imprisonment. Jeffrey Deskovic. We're talking about abuse of power. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's up next. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Boy, I don't know how to respond to this. I was impressed with Aaron. Nice going, kiddo. You did a nice little rap there.
Thank you, Dr. Rick.
Everything that we're being told now is a false flag. There is nothing real being said anywhere, including mostly even alternative radio. I'm out there pretty much, and the reason my popularity is growing is because people can feel, not hear, what I'm having to say. Now, how is it that in the Ukraine that both Ukrainian and Russians were shot with the same rifle? And then we move to Bundy Ranch, and we hear about the infiltration to cause riots. I have worked with Bureau of Land Management for 35 years on a one-on-one basis and have never seen armed vehicles in any of their garages. How does that work? Okay, so stepping back, we're looking at the fact that our country is no longer being managed by our congressmen. It is being managed by transnational corporations. Companies or countries, if you will, that are bigger than landmasses. For example, there's Johnson. I've used this before, but it's a good metaphor. Johnson & Johnson Wax is only 40th down on that list, and yet its gross throughput is four times that of the state of Oregon, where I live, which is $8.4 billion. And to realize there are 20 corporations that are larger than the United States, one of which is 40 times bigger than the United States. Of course, our media is no longer real. It is actually worse than Nazi Germany during the war. And people are slowly waking up. You're hearing about it. You're seeing it. How about oil? Why are the oil prices so cheap right now? That's a good place to start your exam in terms of your own personal involvement. Personally, it is no longer about your rights. It's about your responsibilities. For myself, I'm going to march to the sea for my soul. And that's a metaphor in terms of how I choose to want to live in my own home. Because I'm a renter, I'm at risk, and I have been forced after 15 years to have to move. Why? I'm writing. I'm in my joy. I'm 71 years old. I'm laid back, enjoying my fruits of what joy is me being able to see the completion of projects I started 40 years ago. Who would want to stop me from that when 40 years ago I didn't even look at the United States the way I am today? It's something else is going on. It's called distractions. It's not about racism. They'll throw that in, get a read on that in terms of plausible deniability and what the public will know is not true, but not act on. And now it's time for accounting. And now with all kinds of other distractions, Nibiru, ISIS, whatever. I mean, what's important to you? Your family? Your friends? Your lifestyle? That's what you need to be focused on now. Anger is only going to cause cancer. can't allow. I watched what happened to me starting in July. In July, I was physically assaulted. There was a gunshot into my windshield. People came into my home and wiped hard drives while I was out the library or wherever I was, and trying to set up a series of paranoias where I started looking at shadows everywhere. Now, the shadows probably exist, but there's no help there, and there's no joy there. So why would I choose to see this as a war? I have chosen otherwise to go in the opposite direction and say everything happens for a reason. Everything leads to something better. And rather than be paranoid and get ill by worrying about shadows, I'm going to pretend they don't exist any more than the boogeyman, and I'm going to do my true will. And if I do that, and if I do that correctly, none will say nay. That's the way it works. And so I'm trying to change this movie, one person at a time, myself first. In other words, if I want to change this world, I've got to change myself, and the world changes with me. Why would I want to think we're being invaded by aliens? That's creepy. And, of course, it's stupid not to think these things, because how could we not? However, you have a choice in terms of how you choose to respond. And mine is going to be, I'm not going to be like the Beatles and Love Is All There Is. I'm not going to try to do it that way, but I'm simply not going to allow this to make me ill emotionally. And so I'm going to say the reason they're ramping up is most likely because they're losing ground. Watch what happens in the next 3 months with Walmart. Watch what just happened to McDonald's. They're falling apart. They're falling apart for a number of reasons. And I can't even begin to tell you what those are. The one big question I had this week is, where did all the gold go? It's not in Rome. It's not at Fort Knox. And it's not in Russia. It's not in China either. Where did the gold all go? That's an interesting question. And then we talk about Anunnaki, and we have all these different false flags. That's what they are, layers upon layers. And the problem is, we're probably never, ever really going to know, other than we're now being regulated by corporations that are larger than our country, and we have no rights because they choose not to look at us this way. How is it that these corporations have more rights than I do? I just went against AT&T and lost. I chose not to chase that windmill. I was right. I could have done contest and won, but it would have required me 3 lawyers and $10,000 minimum, and I would have gotten it all back. It was easier because I'm in the process of trying to buy a home. I had to give up. I even called the president of AT&T, and I talked to her 2 days ago. I did just like Vincent's teaching me how to do. I went right straight to the buck, where it stops. And she said there was nothing she could do because they had already turned it over to a collection agency. There was someone high up in AT&T, when they heard my story, they said to me, I'll loan you the money. It wasn't about the money. It was about the principle of the thing. Of course it's about the money. I don't have it. But it wasn't about the money. It was the principle of it. And I hated paying, and I did, so that I can buy my home. And it's hamstrung me, like you're being hamstrung with your distractions. We're all being distracted. It is a manipulative move where the media is owned by these transnational corporations. And so
class, you can hear the passion in each of the voices right here on this broadcast. I believe that there are 300 people in the United States who are trying to restore America. Seven of those 300 are right here, right now. Rich Sheban, you're up next. What are your thoughts? Rich Sheban is a former pharmaceutical representative from New York City. He lives in Montana, off the grid. His website, offgridmontana.com. Rich, what are your thoughts?
Well, Vince, I'm going to be a little repetitive with some of my other colleagues, but at the same time, I'm going to take a little bit of a different angle as well. I think regarding Michael Brown, I think this is a great example of top-down management, because I really believe that most cops are good. I think the powers that be are doing everything in their power to not only distract, dumb down, and divide America, but they want to prevent us from connecting the dots from big government / big oligarchies to high taxes to this black market cigarette situation that really started this whole ordeal.
Tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, you're still up.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class is a two-hour special. It's called Action. It's the first in a series. And started out here at USAPrepares.com, the brainchild of Alfio Lanuto, attorney in New Jersey. And it's going to continue with The Truth Traveler, with Aaron Dakins, and we'll let you know when that is. We believe it's going to be the next component of it will be next Tuesday, and we'll let you know more about this on the second hour. Rich Heben's been telling us about dumbing down, dividing, and conquering we the people. Please continue, Rich.
Sure thing, Vince. Well, first of all, let me start by asking your listeners, Vince, how long do you expect to be the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't have the guts to stand for principle? And how I define principle in the context of whether it be the book or when I talk on a radio station, folks, is that we must all demand to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil. When they divide us into groups and then we let the powers that be, by design, put us into victim groups or protectionist groups, and they are, and we have these special rules, laws, and accountability based on this status, it's an insult and it's degrading to all the people. So when you distract, dumb down, and divide the American people, you're never going to have synergy. And you can really see this in the lack of assimilation for immigration and any group that's out there. So we can't talk about, I mean, we can all point our finger every day and say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this isn't right. But we have to have ideas and solutions to draw lines in the sand. And what I'm asking everybody to do in America right now who's listening to this is to draw a line in that sand and have zero tolerance for political correctness. This cookie-cutter follower mentality is a mental malaise. And we're not going to, unless we change our attitude, our mindset, we're not going to be able to be healthy. We're not going to be able to control our own destiny. And if we are unwilling to say it like it is, but are willing to concede and say that's just the way it is, then everything that makes us happy, healthy, or human is going to fade away. And you can see this with trust, respect, love, forgiveness. It's deteriorating in America. And when you look at all the traditions and heritage and culture that made this country great, the reason why people want to come here is because we have a rule of law. And if we have a rule of law based on what the polls say or what group you're in, powers that be on the surface, they look like they're trying to protect certain groups. But what they're doing is they're hurting every group that's out there. So when you really disenfranchise groups, folks, it really turns out to be an acting job. And when you look at how these powers that be are changing minds, they're not doing it through legitimate means. They're doing it through intimidation, bribery, shaming, threats, blackmail. It's when you build an aristocracy and you want to put the middle class and everybody in the serf column, where they can be slaves, it's basically social control through imposed etiquette. Truth is being trumped by every media and medium, especially, I'm talking about the national media, the lamestream media, who are controlled by these big oligarchies and corporations that's been discussed here today. It's manufactured perception. It's manufactured pity. When you're not using objective facts and you're only using subjective emotional opinion in your arguments, we've come to the point where we're living in an emperor has no clothes society. And I think when you look at just what happened a few weeks ago with the Republican landslide, I think this is one way, and there's many ways to do it, that the average Joe American people are starting to say no more. We're tired of race baiting, sex baiting, gender baiting. People ask me often, why is the middle class deteriorating? Well, it's not just ignorance, apathy, and indifference, but it's mostly the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. We need to stop the silence.
That was Rich Sheeben, offgridmontana.com. Coming up next after top of the hour break and commercial announcements and news, Ethan Indigo Smith, then Silent Night, and then we're going to talk about the solutions. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do to stop it? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.